The latest storm is expected to roll across Wisconsin later tonight and continue well into Christmas Day. Captain Charles Teasdale of the State Highway Patrol says he's reviewed the latest National Weather Service data that suggests road conditions everywhere are going to be tricky.
The difference between the storm this week as compared to December 8th and 9th is obviously temperature. It's going to create some additional challenges in way of changing precipitation types. So the weather will change from light snow to rain to freezing rain back to snow. So that's going to create some challenges for us and for motorists as well.
Teasdale says highway patrol divisions are bolstering staff to stay on top of any situation. He says the State Highway Patrol will be coordinating emergency traffic operations with county personnel to make sure roads are maintained as much as possible. Meanwhile, Beth Mosier of AAA Wisconsin says they're advising motorists to check weather reports, then plan their travel around the worst parts of the storm.
And if that's not possible, really, really play it safe out there. The first couple of snowfalls of the year are always a learning curve for folks, no matter how long they've driven or lived in this climate. Don't think that you're invincible out there. Take it slow. You'll get to grandma's eventually, but just play it safe.
Mosier says to pack extra clothes, food, and a cell phone, and if your car gets stuck, to stay with your vehicle. Between 8 to 11 inches of snow are predicted for far northern Wisconsin, with between 3 to 6 inches for the southern half by the weekend. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.